Diary of a Detoxing Man by Paul Omani. This is it isn't. It isn't. I'm confused. I'm not quite clear in the head at the moment. I'm on a detox. And one of the things that being on a detox has done for me today is that it's left me rather addled. Yes, I've had a fierce headache all day. And I've just made a decision, like recently, meaning about 3 minutes ago, that I'm going to record a diary of my detox. It's Tuesday. It's a 28-day detox, by the way. And I'll explain what detox is in a second, or what my particular detox is in a second. Just to say, it's a 28-day detox, and I've lasted a day and three quarters, let's say. It's 10 o'clock at night now, so I guess I've lasted it very nearly 2 days. I don't know how a detox will affect you during the night or how it'll affect me during the night, but as time goes on, I'll probably say something about that. I intend to record a series of audiobooks, probably no more than 8 in all, covering the detox. Okay, I suppose the question is, to start with, is why detox? Why detox? And in my particular case, the reason I'm doing a detox is so that I can have a really good run at Christmas. Yeah, I want to get cut out the booze in November. And that's where it all began. Cut out the booze in November. So I'll also cut out the chocolate in November. Yeah, that means I can have a real good run at the booze and the chocolate over Christmas. And while I'm doing that, at the same time, I decided, oh, look, give up the old red meat too. Yeah, so out bang goes the red meat. So it's now booze, chocolate, red meat, and in for a penny, in for a pound, and I'm going to give up wheat. So I'm going to be on, you know, rye and oats and God knows what, everything except wheat. So that's a fourth one, and I'm probably giving up something else. Oh, yeah, well, now I'm going to say what I am going to be eating. I'm going to be eating a porridge. I'm going to be eating dried apricots. I'm going to be eating nuts. I'm going to be eating raisins. I'm going to be eating sunflower seeds. I'm going to be eating pumpkin seeds. And any old other kind of seedies and lentils and stuff like that. I'm going to be having roast vegetables. I'm going to be having soup, lentils. Going to be eating turkey, going to be eating chicken, going to be eating fish. So this, I'm going to be eating red grapes, green grapes, any of them as I can get. So the detox is not all, you know, purgatory or whatever you like to call it. But it all seemed like a very good, exciting idea. Bit of a challenge, really. I thought, oh, I can easily give up coffee, no problem at all. It should be no difficulty giving up tea. But it's been awful. It's been terrible. I mean, the first day was easy. The first day, Monday. Monday was day one. That was a duddle. My poor old wife had a terrible day. Yeah, terrible, awful day. I wouldn't even begin to describe how she was during the day. But I can tell you, I was awful today. I had a headache from the start of the day through. I felt ravenous. No food satisfied me. Nothing I had during the day was pleasant. I had peppermint tea, and I had, I might have had a couple of cups of them. And I probably also had something like a fruit tea, a raspberry tea or something like that. I even had I had plenty of water. Well, I had plenty. You can never have plenty of water, but I had a reasonable amount of water. And I felt completely and utterly disgruntled. I had pain in my back, pain in my head. And it wasn't actually until late in the day. And I stuffed myself with hummus and Rivita and a bit of chicken left over from last night that had lentils in it. I don't know what else I had. I even went out today and I bought a... what do you call us? What are the people who can't eat wheat? They're not celiacs, so forgive me. I mean nothing but but fun. Well, I don't know what it was. Anyway, the people who don't eat wheat, I bought hot cross buns today, but they cost me practically a euro each. In fact, they did cost me a euro each. And to pay a whole euro for a hot cross bun is preposterous. So anyway, that was going to be my sugar hit. But, oh, the best thing ever were the green grapes. They were very good. So having suffered miserably all day, and the worst time, try and do it while I'm doing a very important financial document that has to be returned to an authority of the state, which shall be nameless. Yeah, while I was doing that, I was detoxing. Yeah. So, why detox? Why detox? Well, it seemed like a good idea. Also, in addition to this, I suppose there is a bit of a challenge side to it. I did do it before. Not as severe, I have to admit. Not as severe. I'm pretty sure I've never done one as Germanic as this one. Forgive me, Germans, forgive me. I didn't really mean that. But it does feel like a very cold bath. I did one and I got into drinking Virgin Marys. You know, that's like a Bloody Mary without the alcohol. You know, yeah, I got into drinking them. They weren't too bad, actually. I found that I got into what's the best tomato juice to have. Where do I get the best tomato juice? And where do I get the strongest Tabasco? Anyway, we might get to that later in the month. But I must say that having had, on a serious note, having had a very, very unpleasant headache, which did not shift all day, after I had the green grapes before leaving the house this evening and going to a meeting, an aware meeting, the headache lifted. So I no longer have a headache. Probably come back now that I go back into the house and I see all the things that I can't have. I mean, my child went and got a whole load of sweets for Halloween. Well, collected them, and I can't eat any of them. I mean, usually I consume all of her sweets. Anyway, there we are. So this is going to be another kind of an actual diary of a detoxing man. Okay, it's Paul O'Mahony saying goodbye. I'll come back to you later on another occasion. Bye.